Welcome back, family. This is your boy, E.D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means, Ed, I got a hot one for you today. This is a debate that I've heard over the years, especially probably the last 2-3 years, where in my vicinity or my area or my circumference, the whole scrum aspect of things is really taking off. The question that is posed is, though, is a scrum master a project manager? Again, is a scrum master a project manager? Listen, family, I can answer this real quick or I can stretch it out. But because I'm an exceptional, I'm going to stretch it out because I want to make sure you have the context in order to understand the content. You like that, don't you? It kind of caught me off guard, but I'm just playing, family. No, let's get back to it. See, the difference between a scrum master and a project manager are really night and day. Yes, there are some similarities that you may be able to say, well, yeah, this, that could be, you know, a scrum master could be a project manager and project manager could be a scrum master. But honestly, these are two different distinctive roles. For instance, Scrum Master, their focus is focusing on iterative and incremental development of products and service, where a project manager, their particular role is more focused on the overall of the project, meaning from planning to, well, I should say, from initiating to planning to executing to monitor, controlling, and eventually closing the project. Also, the project manager is responsible for the budget. We might as well just go ahead and just hit all the triple constraints. So project manager is responsible for ensuring the scope is adhered to of what the team agreed on, the time, the cost, and of course, the quality. Now, when you look at a scrum master, you'll look at it and say, well, you know, how come a scrum master can't be a project manager? I mean, if you just said that the project manager is responsible for everything, then what all is the scrum master is responsible for? So this is where I may create a little controversy. I don't mean to, I'm just saying. But no, seriously though, family, what a scrum master, one thing, because I am a certified scrum master. I do have my CSM. And one thing I do love about the being a scrum master from a project manager is the self-organizing aspect of the project team, or I should say the development team, not the project team. The reason why I love that is because when you have a team that is self-organizing, that means they have an accountability that the project manager would normally have to be held at. I remember one day I was in a meeting and an executive jumped on the call for some odd reason. And during this call, where I'm going through the agenda, what's going to be talked about, and we hit the first point. First point, you know, I always, in my agenda, I always want to talk about risk or issues because those are the hot buttons. So I want to make sure we're looking at any potential risk that either has happened or is about to happen, or just making sure our risk register is up to par and just really diving deep into that. And then we go into our next point. Well, family, listen, let me just sum all that up before I even go in that direction. Let me explain this. Scrum Master is really that they're there for is to remove any obstacles and or impediments. In that self-organizing aspect of things, as I was mentioning, it allows for the accountability of that team. Also, when you look at the project management side of things, the project manager has more of a direct authority over the team. Now, don't go get carried away about authority or power, but it's more or less that, you know, when you look at the two different roles, I look at a scrum master more of a coach, of a facilitator, you know, to help move the team across effectively. When I look at the project manager, I kind of look at a project manager as a coach kind of, but more as a general manager, you know, without the general manager power, if that makes any sense. Okay, let me see if I can unpack that. So when I say a general manager, because when you look at project management or a project manager, the project manager has to do a lot of reporting, whether, you know, going up the line and down the line. The project manager has to, you know, he's constantly pinging people to say, hey, where are we at on this? Following up on this task, following up. So it's a lot of, like, it becomes repetitive. And, you know, being a scrum master, one of the things about being a scrum master is that you don't do all of that, and you don't wait until the end of the project, especially if you're running as a project manager, if you're leveraging or a waterfall methodology. You wait almost nearly to the end until you do like a lessons learned, even though you're collecting your lessons learned as you're going along, but you wait almost to the end in order to really have a detailed conversation. Now, there's been instances where I didn't wait to the end because it was just that important that we don't continue to making these same mistakes. However, most of the time you normally do your lessons learned at the end. And so the learning, this is the challenge, you know, the learning disconnect, meaning, you know, they always say you learn more from the losses in life than you can in the winning, the way you win in life. And so that's why I think it's important to be able to get involved in the lessons learned early, so you can hopefully minimize some of the impact and some of the issues that may occur. But going back to the Scrum Master is really more or less that person, that individual that is really, like I said, that coach, that cheer person, and really making sure that the team is allowed to do what they need to do, and that's execute. And so if anything that I could, if I could borrow from a Scrum Master, I really love the whole aspect of being able to execute, to constantly checking in to see if this makes sense. Because in a waterfall methodology, a lot of times you keep going, and you don't find out sometimes until the end, like, man, we shouldn't even done this. We should have went a different direction. And so that's one thing I do love about the Scrum framework, that you're able to pivot quickly. So to answer your question, is a Scrum Master a project manager? No. Negative. I'll even say it in Spanish for you. No. All right. Until next time, this has been your boy ED. I'll see you on the other side.